Ladies, this is your host back before you with God's Virtuous Woman podcast. We are excited to be before you this marvelous, magnificent, amazing, monumental Monday. It is the day that God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it on purpose. I thank God for you and your families. Let's go to God in prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need you. We can't make it without you. We want you. We embrace you. Have your way in our lives. In every aspect of the way, in Jesus' name, we pray for our families, our children, our children's children. God, we even pray for this whole world, this whole United States of America. God, adamantly we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. God, your holy city, your bride, us, your people, your children, you're coming back for us. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. In the name of Jesus, guard, guide, rule, govern in our lives. In Jesus' name, we decrease. Holy Spirit, increase in us. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen. I love you, ladies of God. It is marvelous, magnificent, monumental Monday. And we're excited to be with you. Going to go straight into what God is talking about, what God has been talking about for this week. And to get your groove, to get your power, to get your savviness, to get your energy, all from the Word of God. And you know, this is the beautiful thing that I love about God, because for so many years, I am a PK's kid. Father was a minister. I've got ministers throughout my family, siblings, so on and so forth, praise and worship singers, you name it, we've got it all going on. However, For so long, I did not know that the way, the truth, and the light to understanding God and understanding all that Jesus has done for me was paved through everything that Jesus did. Everything that Jesus did for me, hung, bled, and died just so I could be recompensed. Hung, bled, and died. Just so that we, woman of God, wife of God, mother of God, we can be reconciled back unto the Father. Proverbs 31, woman, who could find such a one? You are a rare breed. Who could find such a one? We are not your typical woman, wife, and mother. You are not woman of God. So don't ever think any less of yourself than what God has ordained and what God has predestined for you to be. Yes, but such a time as this, this time is a special time. It's not like other times before. And there's so many things, so many ways that other things could have happened. But guess what? You're still living and moving and you're having your being. You're still walking out your ministry. You're still being that amazing wife, woman, and a mother. Come on. This is what we do because God's got you. So yes, this is what we do. So I thank God for you. And I thank God that you will never give up on him, because God will never give up on you. So tonight, real quick, 15 minutes. We're going to hit it. We're going to be done with it. And I hope and pray in Jesus' name, get your praise on, get your encouragement on, get your strength on in the name of Jesus. The highway, God's woman, God's virtuous woman. What road are you taking? The highway or the highway. How about that? I thank you for being with us and allowing for us to come into your home. You know, when you think of a highway, you think of a road, a passageway, or an expressway, an available place, an available road for you to drive down in different cities, different states, no matter the case. But I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you. I am talking to you, woman of God, according to scripture that I want to leave with you tonight. And this is coming from Isaiah 35:8-10. Let me read this for you. This is what God wants you to hear tonight. Isaiah 35:8-10. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. Why? Because they can't. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there. But only, you ready for this, woman of God? Only the redeemed will walk therein. Come on, woman of God. Verse 10, and the ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing everlasting joy. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and singing will flee away. Singing and sorrow will flee away, woman of God, wife of God, mother of God. We take the high road, the high road. There's an old song that our ancestors and my mothers and fathers used to sing, that there is a highway to heaven. And guess what? None can walk up there but the pure in heart. But the pure in heart. I'll say it again. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. Ladies of God, women of God, woman of God, we are encouraged this day to take the high, not the low, take the high way and not just randomly, arbitrarily, the highway. Think about a typical highway, a highway, an express road. Think about this life, people trying to get to nowhere fast. And I say nowhere fast because they think that they're going somewhere, but it's nowhere, but they're going fast. It is not about how fast you can roll. It is not about how fast that you can get to the end of your journey. It is not about how fast that you can come out with the victory. It is not about how fast and who you meet on this road. It is about taking, as God pointed out a couple of weeks ago, you take stride. You take stride. You take purposeful walks, purposeful steps. You don't strive, strive, vacillating, getting short-winded. No, we don't do this. We take the high, H-I-G-H, road because we know that none can walk up there but the pure in heart. You are and you have been called into holiness, woman of God. You've been called and redeemed from the curse of the law, of sickness, of sin and death. You are called into righteousness, not yours, because ours is as a filthy rags, but Jesus's righteousness has been given to us and imputed to us. And so we take on the righteousness of our Lord and our Savior so that we can understand and walk this walk by and in faith every single day without ceasing through prayer, which continues to fuel our faith, which continues to fuel our growth in God, which continues to fuel the Holy Spirit that is in us. We choose to take up our abode in God. Why? Because it is the high, not the low. It is the highway to heaven. And we want God to speak to us. Woman, we are so multifaceted, dynamic. We want and we need for God to speak to us in every way, as the woman in and of herself, as the wife, and as a mother. We need to know how to manage and how to walk and how to talk and how to speak into our husbands' lives. We need to know how to manage, how to walk, and how to talk into our children's lives as a mother. We need to know for our own selves, woman of God, before you can be a wife, before you can be a mother, you need to know how to speak to your own self. Look at that woman in the mirror and say, self, woman, in the name of Jesus, I speak life into your life so that you can go forth and do great things and be successful as God has ordained for us to do and for us to be, because we've got our significant others, we've got our children, we've got our grandchildren, all of these family members, all of these individuals, bottom line, realistically, on the real, all of these human folks need to have a takeaway and understand why we do what we do. That is why Proverbs 31 is saying, who can find such a one, a woman of God, who can sit there and manage that mother, wife, woman role simultaneously and not think twice about it? Yes, you got your home together. You got your house together. Yes, you got your kids together. Yes, you got your husband taken care of and together. Who can find such a one? We are a rarity, ladies of God. Please, in Jesus' name, don't get this twisted. You are a rarity. God has a plan for you, and God has planned on purpose for you to be multifaceted. Not by any stretch of the imagination are you to be confined to any one place in space. You've got this. You can do this. So I pray in Jesus' name, you take these points, you build yourself up on your most holiest faith. I also want you to read Isaiah 40, 55. Build a highway for God. Let's focus on that. Again, let's take the high, H-I-G-H way, and not the low, L-O-W way. Why? Because there is greater, there's purpose in you, not just for you, but for your family members and for other folks that God needs you to speak into their lives. And God needs you to call forth the things that be not as though they are. Because guess what? They can't do it. They're too weak. God needs you. God has placed, God has set you up for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus. Ladies, I love you. I love you to life. And always know that you know that you know. The spirit of greatness is upon you. The seed of greatness lives and will continue to live within you. Yes, you can go forth and you will always do something great, not only in your life, but in other people's lives. Why? God has ordained for you to do so. God has ordained for you to be so. God has ordained for such a time as this, for you to manifest his glory through you. We're the vessel. God loves you, and so do I. Join us again this upcoming Thursday on God's Virtuous Woman. We love you to life. We have a guest speaker who is not a stranger. She loves you to life, and she'll be speaking with us this upcoming Thursday. So I look forward to you being a part of our podcast. Download, go to godsvirtuouswoman.com. Or you could simply send us your prayer request. We could send you individual messages where God has spoken based on your prayer request, so that God can reveal, God can show, God can lead, God can guide you in your everyday. In Jesus' name, God bless you.